Thank you, and good afternoon. Last night, Eureka police responded to a business in the 200 block of J Street and arrested and booked a man who has had a history of committing burglaries. 35-year-old Ronald Anthony Owen, who was seen the previous night committing a burglary in the Old Town area, was seen covering security cameras last night before officers arrived on scene. Officers found that the lock to the shed was cut and bolt cutters, as well as spray paint Owen used to block the cameras, were inside. Police were able to arrest Owen before anything was stolen. Owen was booked into county jail on numerous burglary charges, along with vandalism. The Fortuna Police Department is searching for a man and a woman who robbed the Advanced America business on Fortuna Boulevard at gunpoint on Thursday afternoon. The suspects, later identified as 29-year-old Katrina Lane and 24-year-old Alexander Church, entered the business armed with a handgun and forced the employee into the back room. The employee opened the safe and was tied down before Lane and Church fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. Lane and Church are considered armed and dangerous. Dan Squire has news from Caltrans.
The local Caltrans office has a new district director after longtime employee Matt Brady was officially announced as the District 1 director. Brady takes the place of Charlie Fielder, who retired last year, and he comes to the job with 25 years' experience as an engineer with Caltrans, with stints in Orange County, Sacramento, and then in administrative planning positions at headquarters in Sacramento. Brady has worked on several local projects, including Willits Bypass, Confusion Hill, and the Mad River Bridges.
Thank you, Dan. In this week's Chamber of Commerce News, we will take a look at the past and future events from different areas. This upcoming Monday, the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce will hold a special meeting that will address a number of topics, but the main topic will be the new county cannabis laws and enforcement and how they impact city property. On hand at the meeting will be Humboldt County Undersheriff Bill Hansel and County Planning Director John Ford. The meeting will be held at noon on Main Street. The Arcata Chamber of Commerce held their annual awards dinner, and they released the names of the award winners from the event. New Chamber Member of the Year went to the Arcata Minor Theater, while Business of the Year was awarded to Dirty Business Soil Consulting and Analysis. Small Business of the Year went to Wrangletown Cider Company, while Green Business of the Year went to Zero Waste Humboldt. Nonprofit of the Year was awarded to Big Brothers Big Sisters of the North Coast, and the Hospitality and Tourism of the Year award went to Blue Lake Casino Hotel. The National Weather Service has forecasted rain beginning tonight, and by Saturday night, the temperature will drop along with the snow level, which is expected to fall to 1,500 feet. The weather will impact driving conditions, especially in the local mountains, and motorists are advised to check Caltrans for road conditions before you leave home. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Thursday, the Delmar County District Attorney's Office announced that a jury found 54-year-old Roger Lee Roberts guilty of 20 separate charges and allegations related to lewd conduct involving a 15-year-old girl in 2015. The charges range from unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor, one special allegation of causing great bodily injury by impregnating the victim, and for supplying methamphetamine to the victim. Roberts has had previous history of committing lewd acts against minors, with multiple convictions related to two separate cases in 1986. In the year 2000, and those prior victims testified against Roberts. Roberts has been in jail since September, and he will be sentenced on March 30th. District Attorney Dale Trigg will ask the judge to sentence Roberts to 350 years to life in prison, which is the maximum possible sentence. Officials with Redwood Memorial Hospital welcomed the hospital's newest cataract and glaucoma specialist today, Dr. DePauli Apt. Apt has over 15 years of experience working with patients with various eye conditions in Missouri and the San Francisco area, and she is the first fellowship-trained eye subspecialist to practice in Humboldt County. She will perform surgery at Redwood Memorial Hospital and provide other services at Humboldt Medical Eye Associates in Eureka, as well as in Fortuna. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.